You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Attitude or Gratitude? Let me tell you another true story. A little while ago, I was driving down a very busy county highway, and there was a guy standing in the middle of the road. He was waving his arms, and I stopped my truck. He indicated that he ran out of gas and asked if I could give him a ride to the nearest gas station. Since there is a gas station near my office, I agreed. I drove the guy to the gas station, and he purchased a plastic gas can and filled it with a gallon of gas. He then asked me if I could drive him back to his vehicle because he had no way of getting back. I agreed again. When we arrived at his vehicle, the guy got out of my truck and walked away without saying a word. Not a thank you, not a goodbye, nothing, not a single word. I had given about an hour of my time and a gallon of my own gas to take him to the gas station and then back to his vehicle. I have to admit, I was expecting a different response, a different attitude, and showing some gratitude. I believe the man I helped was letting his attitude about running out of gas and having a bad day override his ability to express any gratitude. Attitude is defined as a way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Gratitude is defined as the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. What are some of the advantages of practicing gratitude instead of attitude in your own life? Consider these three things. Number one, practicing gratitude has positive effects on your brain. When you practice gratitude, you create new neural pathways, including new wiring of neurons in your brain, and increased levels of dopamine and serotonin in your brain. The dopamine and serotonin act as a natural antidepressant. Hebe's law, which deals with the coding of neurons during a learning process, simply put, states that neurons that wire together fire together. The more time these neural pathways are activated when you express gratitude, the easier it is to express gratitude in other situations due to your own behavioral patterns. Number two, practicing gratitude has positive effects on your body. According to one medical study, practicing gratitude on a regular basis is associated with higher levels of good cholesterol, HDL, lower levels of bad cholesterol, LDL, and lower systolic and diastolic blood pressure, both at rest and in the face of stress. Gratitude has also been linked with higher levels of heart rate variability, a marker of cardiac coherence, a state of harmony in the nervous system, and heart rate that is equated with less stress and mental clarity. Number three, practicing gratitude has positive effects on your spiritual health. Practicing gratitude causes you to live in the present moment in a mindful state. Expressing gratitude creates a positive mindset based on positive emotions for you. Practicing gratitude opens your heart space, creates empathy, connects you to others, and enhances your relationships. Practicing gratitude on a regular basis creates embedded patterns into your subconscious, and being grateful becomes one of your own personal spoken truths. Practicing gratitude allows you to create a positive impact in your own life and the life of others. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything. Practicing gratitude and appreciation for all of the listeners who listen to my podcast on a regular basis.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.